With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has slightly opened the door to lowering a key interest rate in the coming months and suggested the central bank will proceed cautiously as it continues to evaluate the impact of tariffs and other policies on the economy. Canada announced it was dropping most of its counter tariffs of 25% on U.S. goods. The tariffs on U.S. autos, steel, and aluminum will remain in place for now. The move comes as the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is scheduled for a review in the next few months. Boeing and machinist union officials are slated to resume contract negotiations today, according to a union official. Roughly 3,200 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers went on strike at Boeing's Defense St. Louis area facilities on August 4th. Spirit Airlines took another hit to its credit rating on Friday after Moody's ratings downgraded it two notches deeper into junk territory. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.